r/erotica. The title of this post is Fucked and Filled in the Library. Sit back and enjoy the story.
I could hear the water drip from the kitchen sink. As time dragged on, Paul spoke up and suggested that we go to the library because he wanted to get out of the house. I got my coat, and since he wanted to leave in such a hurry, I grabbed a short tight red dress that was laying on the floor that hugged all my curves. I didn't even have time to grab any panties as I adjusting my supple breasts in the dress. I heard him ask if I was still downstairs. Yes, honey, I am coming, I said in the sweetest way I would muster up because he was so eager to go. I grabbed a big baggy hoodie due to the nature of my outfit. It was my favorite black hoodie with the Dunder Mifflin logo from my favorite show, The Office. I grabbed the keys laying on the counter and slipped on my black pleather flats into single scuffs. He was standing by the car and said, "Are you ready?" with a coy undertone. I opened the doors with a single click from the keys, and away we went. We both walked into the library. It was the largest one in the city, 3 floors and private study rooms on the top floor. The library was totally empty except for a girl laying on a purple worn-out couch on the first floor with AirPods and barely looking at the book she had in her hand. I heard Paul at the front say he was picking up keys for a 2 p.m. study room reservation. The receptionist looked up at him from her glasses and dropped the keys in his hands. The woman at the counter said, "We had the room for 2 hours and where to find the power cables and computer equipment." Paul put his hand on the small of my back and said, "Come on, baby, let's go." His hand gently caressing my back in one single motion. We walked up the stairs on the side instead of taking the elevator. We reached the floor stairwell. It was dimly lit. The only sound you could hear was the buzz of the fluorescent light. It smelt of minerals and a light hint of pine sol cleaner. Paul caressed my face and said, "You're so beautiful, and that can cause problems." He pushed me to the back of the wall, took my hand and made me feel how rock hard he was. He whispered, "You're gonna be a good girl for daddy." I shook my head up and down while he made me caress his throbbing penis. His hand grabbed my pussy and other my ass and said, "Those are mine." His grab intensified as I could feel the vibrations from his hand grasping me. We got to the third floor. There were rows of old history, various literature, and biographies. There were a few tables with chairs totally empty and open computer desks with the screens on all ready to be used. The smell of old books was overwhelming. I jokingly said, "Are we learning about World War II today?" and giggled. He played with the key in his hand and let out a sinister chuckle. We walked to the study room. It was all the way in a corner with a light bulb right outside that looked like it was going to go at any moment. He put the key in and slowly opened the door. The room was 10 by 10, about the size of a small bedroom, with a large circular study tables in the middle and shelves and a desk with the computer equipment. There were no windows except for one tiny glass opening on the door that he brought paper to cover up. I was getting wet thinking about what was going to happen to me. I felt his hands caress my shoulders from behind. He towers over my Fivion frame at 6'3". His hands went from my shoulders down, and he grabbed my hoodie from the bottom and slowly peeled it off. As he pulled it over my head, he kissed my neck down to my breasts. He moved all the equipment on the computer desk to the ground and told me to be a good girl and lay down. I jumped on the desk, laid flat on my back, and he pulled my dress up, slid off my panties, and inserted his fingers in me. I looked up at him, yearning for him to slide himself in me. He rubbed my wet pussy and said, "You're a naughty girl, so I am going to teach you how to behave." "Say yes, sir." I didn't say it in time. He spanked me hard and said, "Say yes, sir." I said, "Yes, sir," and he chucked and grabbed my supple tits and said, "Good girl." Still laying on the desk, with my dress rolled up, he commanded, "Play with yourself." I opened my legs up so he could see me rub my wet puss while he pulled up a chair and watched me. It wasn't long till he stood up with his rock-hard dick and ordered me to get on my knees. I haphazardly got up from the desk and positioned myself in front of his throbbing member. He said, "Be a good girl for daddy." I looked up at him and licked the tip and swirled my tongue all over his shaft. He shoved my head deep on his dick and said, "Yes, that's my good little slut." I moaned and said, "Yes, daddy." He pushed my head deep down on his cock. He suddenly stopped and said, "You know, this isn't fair. I get all the pleasure, what about you?" He said, as his dick was still stuffed in my mouth. He leaned over and grabbed a remote control vibrator and told me to get on my back so he could slide it in. Waves of pleasure electrified my body. I let out small moans. He played with it and my whole body would jolt on full power. And said, "See that if you disobey me, you get that," and put it on full power for 4 seconds. My whole body quivered and let out cries of pleasure. "I gonna stuff my dick back in your mouth if you can't stay quiet," he said as I got back on my knees and he grabbed my jawline and guided my mouth to his cock that was fully erect. He slapped it on my face and said, "You like that, you little slut?" I moaned as to say yes. He played with the power level on the wireless vibrator. I started to moan louder and he stuffed his dick in my mouth and told me to be quiet again and that loud girls get their mouth full of cum. He finished pumping in my mouth, and when he pulled out it got on my tits. He ordered me to lick the cum off my breasts. I looked up at him and grabbed my breast and extended my tongue and licked it and rubbed the remaining cum all over my supple breasts. I had cum running down my chin. He demanded that I clean up the mess on his dick, so he stuffed it back down my throat and said, "That's a good little cum slut," and grabbed my tits. The vibrator in me, still sending powerful vibrations on my clit. He told me to get up. He grabbed me and laid me back down on the desk. "Mean you're a dirty little slut," he said, in a degrading manner. He said, "Why is this dress still on?" He grabbed me by the hips and slid it off. He noticed I wasn't wearing panties, grabbed my ass, and said, "Bad girls that don't wear panties get fucked." And said, "You a bad little girl that wants my cock." I let out a pathetic moan and said, "Yes, sir." He said, "I don't think you deserve my dick in you." He laid me back on the desk, totally naked and vulnerable. Paul grabbed every part of my body and opened my legs, got a chair, and put the wireless vibrator inside of me at full speed. I cried in pleasure and my body crumpled up and I squirted all over the desk. He had his dick in his hand, touching himself, and said, "That's my good slut. You like that, of course you do, you filthy whore." I just laid on the desk covered in my own juices, out of breath, vibrator still playing a symphony of notes all over my swollen cunt. He stood at the end of the desk and said, "Look at this mess. You're a bad little slut that needs to be punished." He grabbed my legs and pulled me towards the edge of the desk, spread my legs open, put the tip of his dick on my cunt, teasing it. I moaned, saying, "Yes, please, baby." He said, "I want you to beg for my dick, you dirty little slut." I said, "Yes, daddy, please fuck me. I want your dick so bad." He said, "That's a good girl." He played with my cunt and slowly pumped his throbbing dick in my longing pussy. I let out a cry of pleasure. He put his hand over my mouth and said he was going to stuff his dick back in my mouth if I couldn't be quiet. My whimpers became the noise of a puppy whining, short intense moans. He pulled me in closer, all my juices making sloshing noises, and I was too weak to hold myself up, so he spanked me and said to get that pussy back up. Called me a bad slut and turned the vibrator up to full speed. I was crying with pleasure, writhing all over the table, unable to escape the orgasms one after another. I moaned and cried and he said that he was going to pump a load in me and told me to take it like a good little cum slut. I couldn't take the vibrations and else squirted while he was still pumping in me. He moaned and I felt his dick tense up and I moaned. He opened my pussy to watch his cum dripping out. I was absolutely exhausted, out of breath, covered in juices. He laid me on my back on the desk, leaned me back, slumped over the desk. He placed his dick in my face. He told me to clean up and stuffed his cock in my mouth. "You like the way that my dick tastes, you little slut." I let out a small moan. He shoved it back in and said, "I asked you a question." I let out a small "Yes, sir." I laid on the desk in a daze. He pulled his pants back up. I asked if I could have the vibrator taken out, because I couldn't take having another orgasm. He turned it back up from the almost silent kitten purr and back down and said, "I'll take it out when I am ready, you dirty little cum slut." I stumbled to get my dress. I could feel the cum that was wet start to dry on my body. I sat on a chair, slumped over, and pulled my red tight dress back on and threw back on the hoodie. I stood up and could feel a stream of cum run down my leg. Paul had already put everything back on the desk and took the paper off the glass to keep someone from peeping. He grabbed the key and said, "That's a good girl." I leaned on him for support because I didn't have the strength to stand. We walked out and it was empty, just like when we first arrived. I let out a relieved sigh. Paul handed the key to the front desk, and as I walked out I couldn't help feel another wave of pleasure walking around with cum running down my leg. Nobody we walked past knew what we did and it set my heart on fire. My messy hair, crumpled up hoodie, and the smell of cum of the dirty public sex we just had. He slapped me on the ass as we left the library and said, "That's daddy's good little girl."
Thank you for enjoying our podcast. If you feel like you want more of it, make sure to subscribe and be delighted with 5 or more episodes daily. Enjoy.